comments. Okay, we'll move on to item number 39 in your meeting book. William Carlson, mayor of the city of Merrill. And I believe we have Bill Carlson with us.
Hey, Mason, he was with us. The call just dropped. He is calling back in right now.
Okay. Thank you. We'll wait before we start with the staff report.
Mr. Carlson has joined us.
Okay, Mr. Carlson, this is Bill Carlson. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Carlson. We're going to hear your case in front of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission this morning. Thank you for joining us. We'll start off with a staff report.
Thank you, Chair Mason, Vice Chair Fiscom, Commissioners, Susan Myers, and Beth Steve. Item 39 is a preliminary review report for William Carlson, known as Bill Carlson. He is the mayor for the city of Merrill. This case arises from Mayor Carlson's purchase in 2020 of approximately 5 acres of city-owned property. In February of 2021, he closed on the first 1.1 acres, and per the purchase agreement, he has an option to purchase the remaining 4+ acres within the next 3 years. Even before the closing, issues started to arise. Specifically, there were issues relating to a water and sewer easement. It also appears that Bill Carlson may have engaged a real estate broker other than the one engaged by the city to list a portion of the property for sale, even though he had not yet purchased that property. It does appear there were numerous meetings involved in this matter. It does appear that he did disclose a conflict, an actual conflict of interest, in each of the city council meetings at which the purchase was discussed, and he did recuse himself from voting on the matter. Questions remain, however, regarding whether he made adequate conflict disclosures at other times in his meetings with city employees, and whether he used or attempted to use his position in violation of the prohibited use of office statute. Should this matter be moved to investigation, commission staff would look at several matters. First, the provision in the purchase agreement for the city and Mr. Carlson to split the engineering, publishing, and application fees, and for the city to provide its engineer to survey the property. We would examine whether such sharing agreements are common in development agreements with public bodies, or whether Mr. Carlson received these benefits because of his position as mayor. Second, with respect to the second real estate listing, we would seek to clarify what actually occurred. The information we had in preliminary review, you know, the complainant produced a whole lot of stuff. Mr. Carlson produced, and a lot of it was a little contradictory. So we would seek to clarify what occurred and to examine whether Mr. Carlson was acting in his official capacity in attempting to sell the property that was still city-owned. We would also issue a subpoena to the city's former real estate broker, Margaret Moore, who had indicated we did speak with her. She indicated she did not speak with us absent a subpoena. Finally, we would examine whether Bill Carlson used or sought to use city staffers or the city attorney to assist him with his personal business or intervene in disputes concerning his property. For example, it appears he may have asked the city attorney to contact the adjacent landowner about an easement for his newly purchased property. He also indicates in his response that he might want the city to exercise its eminent domain rights in order to get the easement. The preliminary review report that is in your meeting book recommends that an investigation be opened.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Mr. Carlson, this would be your opportunity to present to the commissioners.
Yes, the commissioners. This is Bill Carlson. Just some points of clarification. In Ms. Myers' report, it was referenced that the city declined the previous offer. It was undesirable. I'd like to clarify that the city was about to accept that offer. We were being urged to by the real estate agent. And Mayor Pro Tem Melanie Smith referred to me that she was ready to accept that agreement. That would have netted the city about $20,000 and a property that's worth six figures. I, after much reflection, did decide to step in. I have a background in building houses and make an offer that was going to net the city five times what it would have otherwise. It's going to create, in my opinion, where we would have received no revenue from utilities or taxes. We would have lost that. I estimate that that's $40,000 worth of revenue to the city. In addition, there's probably 20 jobs talking with these companies that want to move to town, including an industrial machinery supplier, which would be about eight well-paid jobs. It's after reflecting deeply on that, so I stepped in, I recused myself, I believe, completely from the discussion and from voting, and made that offer, which was accepted, and I'd say the city was excited about the offer and the opportunity. Ms. Myers did refer to a real estate agent I did contact subsequent to getting under contract with the property. What that was about is I used to be in the real estate business. I've been out of it for about 10 years. I was hoping to build some houses, and still do. I've contacted three real estate firms who do housing to interview them. At the beginning of every of those interviews, I was crystal clear that I hold public office in the city of Merrill, but that this is a private project, and I'm representing myself as an individual and not as a public official. That was as crystal clear as I could make it because I know the sensitivity of something like this. I did select one of the three agencies, and I walked the site with the real estate broker and the real estate agent. And they were very aggressive in wanting to list the property. I didn't want to list it for residential because I concluded that as this was viewable from the highway to build one house, it would sell itself and didn't need a real estate agent. The real estate agents have been, in turn, very much pushed to list the commercial part of the property, which was about 2.5 acres. I was wary of that request list. I asked them very specifically that the only claim I had to this land was I had it under contract. It was not mine. And is that enough to list the property? And I received an unqualified answer that the answer was yes. With that, I reflected on it. The downside, I didn't see a downside. The upside is that this real estate agent could bring a business to the city. I thought that everybody would win. With that understanding, I said, go ahead and list the commercial part of the property. Shortly thereafter, I observed something. I intervened when I was asked to sign a form. This form had the name of the city of Merrill on it, and I, in writing, disclosed to the real estate agent that I am representing myself, not the city of Merrill. And if you need the city of Merrill to sign, you need to talk to Mayor Pro Tem Melody Smith. A few days after that, it was brought to my attention that listing went out with the city of Merrill's name on it. When I became aware of that, I contacted the real estate agent again and told her to take that down within 5 hours unless she did, in fact, get the city of Merrill's signature on that. So that was a hiccup. I'm unhappy with how that handled. I was, I believe, not given the full truth, but I'm the one who caught that error, and I'm the one that had it taken down. There was nobody responded to that listing, which was up for a short period of time, and that's I'm embarrassed about that, but I believe I took the right actions to have that removed. There's a question about, did I ask the city attorney to intervene, and I would say the answer is no. We've had a previous case earlier this year where a resident wanted a legal opinion from the city attorney. The city council granted that, and the city attorney gave an opinion on that resident's concern. I asked for the same accommodation. I was denied, and so I went to, there's a concern about the water sewer easements, and I sought redress through the district court. splitting fees. The land is, the reason I wrote the proposal the way I did is the city does own the land. I'm an engineer. I provided a lot of services to take that land from raw land to a preliminary plat, which significantly increases the value of the land. I did that. That was done as volunteer work. And if I walk away from this project, which I very well may, the city would be the beneficiary of that work. I thought it would be fair to split those fees. I offered $23,000 an acre instead of the $15,000, which the city was about to take. That change in value, but for the full 5 acres instead of just the beneficial, most beneficial to, from a dollars and cents standpoint, I think is definitely in the city's favor. I have a very clear conscience on that. With that, I'd just like to close that this has been looked at. The Department of Justice did a very, in my opinion, thorough investigation of this summer. I understand there's waiting to release those results, but I'd encourage you, if that's a benefit to your decision-making, that's been done. And with that, I'm here to respectfully answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. We will move over to questions from commissioners for staff. We have any? Seeing none, do we have any questions for Mr. Carlson? Quite a bunch after the last case.
I think those uses, Commissioner over here, I think it would be good to, I think it'd be helpful to let Mayor Carlson know that, again, we're not finding any violation today. It's just deciding whether to proceed with additional investigation or not. So no findings here. It's just a decision whether to proceed forward. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, you ready for a motion? Mr. Hollister.
Commissioner.
Just a really quick question. There was a reference to another report coming for us. Is that something that we're going to have access to? For Investigator Myers? Thank you.
Yes, the complainant in this matter, the Public Works Director, had indicated to us that they had filed a complaint with DOJ and had been told DOJ was looking into it. They also filed, there was a police report, there are some civil litigation going on. It's a busy little place in there.
Thank you.
I will proceed, should this be moved to investigation, I will contact DOJ and see if, in fact, it is under investigation and what the status of that is.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Any other commissioners' questions for either the respondent or staff? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, for reasons that we need to research more information and verify various pieces of information, I move that the Commission accept the staff recommendation to investigate possible violations of ORS 244.040 sub 1 and 244.120 sub 2 involving Mr. William Carlson from the City of Merrill.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiscom. Any discussion on the motion from commissioners? Seeing that, I will say, I think the Mayor Carlson, this is probably in your best interest for us to do a thorough investigation. It sounds like there's some complicated information that needs to be fleshed out through the investigative process. And I think it's everybody's best interest to welcome that investigation. So we'll go ahead and have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Commissioner McCauley?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. Our staff will be in touch with you soon.
Fantastic, thank you, and let me know how I can help.
Thank you. All right, we will move on to, we'll do one more, you get good with one more case, and then we'll take a 5-minute break. Everybody, Sam? Okay. We'll move on to item number 40. We do not have anybody appearing.
Chair Mason, Vice Chair Fiscom, Commissioners. Item 40 is a preliminary review report for Robert Chandler, a road commissioner for the Panther Creek Road District. Panther Creek is located in Lincoln County. It comprises 502 properties in a 7-mile area. While most road district commissioners are appointed by county commissioners, Panther Creek elected three commissioners. They are Robert Chandler, Ginny Sehonley, and Daniel Harvey. Ms. Sehonley lives with Robert Chandler. In September, the district has a contractor on a set contract to do maintenance and excavation work. Our complainant reported that she was looking out her window and saw the contractor excavating her property at the base of her road, tearing down some trees, etc. She confronted him. It turns out that prior to being elected, Robert Chandler had complained to the prior board about runoff on this road damaging his property. That board elected not to take any action. His property is flooded in the past. He attempted to use the resources of the road district to avoid that cost, in this case, by having the road district pay to install a new drainage system to solve his property's flooding problem. It is unclear whether the road district held any public meetings at which he could or did publicly announce a conflict of interest, or whether he satisfied the disclosure and disposition requirements of ORS 244-120. There appears to be sufficient cause in this case to believe Robert Chandler may have violated the conflict of interest and prohibited use of office statutes, and further investigation is warranted. The report in your meeting books recommends to open an investigation.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Any questions from commissioners? Seeing none. Commissioner
Fiscom. Mr. Chair, my quick question is the normal one, which is just to ask our investigator to provide a brief summary orally to us about what else she would investigate if we were to move forward. What's the focus of the further work?
Thank you, Commissioner. This is somewhat difficult because I didn't do this preliminary review. It was Diane.
I need to go back
and become familiar with the work Diane did. I do know that she spoke with many of the people involved, so I need to review her interview notes. I may need to conduct some additional interviews with both the complainants because there is some confusion about whether the contractor even had permission to be on her property, and determine whether would this excavation work benefit the class of property owners on Panther Creek Road, or what, I think it was some other name, or is it something that would benefit Mr. Chandler to an extent greater, so that it would help to determine whether the class exceptions for conflict of interest exist. Did he in fact make any conflict disclosures? If they were not holding public meetings, and it appears they may not have been doing so, there are other ways that a public official can make a public disclosure of a conflict. Post it on a website, issue a press release, all the other things that we advise. Suspect that did not occur, but I would want to verify whether a disclosure was made in some other fashion.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Thank you, Ms. Myers. That answers the question very well. Just for our new colleagues, Ms. Myers references to Diane Gould, a longtime investigator who recently retired. That's why the initials are as they appear on your agenda, and we'll all miss Diane, but that's a point for a different moment. I would
secondly or nextly, just advocate that my new colleagues look at the middle paragraph on page 317 and just be aware of the issues associated with, quote, class, unquote, which is an issue we confront from time to time. And that's a decent explanation of the context for that that might help be helpful to you in the future. That said, Mr. Chair, I have a motion if you're ready.
Can I ask a question?
Please proceed.
Mr. Thompson has a question.
Oh, Commissioner Thompson.
Forgive the new guy question here, but you mentioned that two of the three road commissioners live together?
Yeah.
Is there any... Talk me through how the open meetings laws relate to two of three road commissioners living in the same house.
Let's just say it's the same as having... three commissioners in Marion County have offices right next to each other.
Valid.
It really doesn't work.
It doesn't. However, we do not enforce the open meeting law. We only enforce the executive session provisions.
Gotcha. Correct. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Chair, hearing that, I will move that for reasons that we need to gather more information. I would move that we accept the staff recommendation to investigate possible violations of ORS 244.040 and 244.120 involving Mr. Robert Chandler from the Panther Creek Road District.
Thank you, Mr. Fiscom. Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Hollister.
Thank you, Chair. Just two quick points that I'm going to need help with. I thought I'd flag them for staff for assuming this proceeds. One is the eternal question, how many people make up a class? So I'll be looking forward to your definitive answer on that. And then the other one is this sort of odd issue of if there's no meeting and there's no opportunity to declare a conflict, it's sort of a chicken and egg problem. You know, is it his fault that there was no meeting and therefore we still find that and then did he participate in the meeting and in the decision that there was no meeting? And so I'm just, those are the two pieces that I'm stumbling over. And so I'd appreciate your guidance on those going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Commissioner Hollister. Any other discussion on the motion that is on the table? Seeing none, if we can have a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Commissioner Johnson?
Went off.
Oh, is he gone now? Okay.
He'll come back, I think. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner McGauley?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, as promised, we'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll come back to item number 41.
Are we recording?
And we can move on to item number 41, the case of Peggy Sue, former mayor of the city of Antelope. We can start off with an investigative report.
Thank you, Chair Mason, Vice Chair Fiscom, Commissioners. Item 41 is a preliminary review report for Peggy Sue Tucker, the former mayor for the city of Antelope. The complaint in this case alleges that Mayor Tucker had a conflict of interest and used her position as mayor to obtain a financial benefit for her relative, her brother, that would not have been otherwise available. This all relates to the city council designating a city vehicle as surplus during a public meeting. At that same meeting, the mayor's brother offered $1,000 cash for the vehicle and purchased the vehicle. Mayor Tucker participated in the discussions with the decision to vote to declare the property surplus and the vote to sell it to her, to accept her brother's offer. The complaint also alleges that the vehicle was undervalued and the mayor used her position to benefit her relatives. Based on the information in the preliminary review, it appears that Peggy Sue Tucker may have violated the conflict of interest statutes by participating in the discussions and votes, and may also have engaged in a prohibited use of office statute. Further investigation is needed to determine if there was, in fact, a financial benefit, given it appears to have been a very surplus vehicle, so we will need to determine whether the $1,000 was a fair price. But regardless, the report in your meeting books recommends opening an investigation, since it does at least appear that there was a violation of the conflict of interest statute and possible prohibited use of office.
Thank you, Investigator Myers. Any questions for the investigator from commissioners, since we do not have the former mayor joining us?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I will, for reasons that we need to research and verify more information, I move that we accept the staff recommendation to investigate possible violations of ORS 244.040 and 244.120 involving Ms. Peggy Sue Tucker from the City of Antelope.
Thank you, Commissioner Piskum. Any discussion on the motion? Seems pretty straightforward. Seeing none, if we can have a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Johnson?
He's going to unmute himself.
Oh, you're muted.
He has to do
it. Yeah, so my first meeting, I'm not sure of the procedure. Do I just aye?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yep, okay, aye.
Commissioner McCauley?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, just a quick comment. Mr. Johnson, thank you for joining us. I know it's been a tough morning, tough evening, and tough morning for you, but we'll be looking forward to meeting you in person. You'll be drinking from a fire hose for the next couple hours, but thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Commission.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Commissioner Piskum. We'll move on to item number 42 in your meeting book.